Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to GFC Today. I'm your host, MG Jr. GFC Today is a brand new talk show on Blog Talk Radio, and we are looking forward to a great show tonight. GFC Today stands for God, Family, and Country, and we are thrilled about that title. We really are. That's our mission statement here, is to lift up, is to train up, and to speak up. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. We want to train up our family in the way they should go, and we want to speak up about current issues currently affecting our country, God, family, country, in that order, going on today. Like I said, my name is MG Jr. It's glad that you're listening. We just we really appreciate you tuning in. So we'll just do a brief. We're going to do an introductory show. I have just been putting it off, trying to do this little talk show here. I've been putting it off for a while. I wanted to come out with a bang and just have commercials and have everything. And I kept putting it off and saying, you know, I'll do it later. I want to make commercials. I want to make it legitimate. I want to make it seem like it's just a fantabulous show. Putting it off, I keep telling myself that I'll do that later. And I just decided right now, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I don't have any script right now. We're just going full steam ahead, full speed ahead. Is it full steam ahead or full speed ahead? I've heard both. So anyway, at any rate, MG Jr., your host, thank you for joining us. God, Family, Country Today, GFC Today on Blog Talk Radio. What our goal, like I said, our goal here is to lift up, to train up, and to speak up. We lift up the name of Jesus, we train up our family in the way it should go, and we want to speak up on current issues. Whether you are political or not, if you don't, a lot of people say, I don't do politics. Well, politics do you. And I don't mean that to sound crass. I mean that the antithesis is that politics have a major role in your everyday lives, our everyday lives, things we buy from the store, the meat that we get from the grocery store, the eggs, the everything, really, gas, anything that you mow your grass, you do all these things, that politics has a very important role in all of our daily lives. So whether you believe it or not, it's important. We have to stay informed. We do, especially as Christians. We have to stay informed. So, GFC Today, God, Family, Country, in that order. Thank you for joining us. Start out with, we know what I would like to do is start out with my testimony. We're going to give, I will back up. I'm going to regress, and I'll give my testimony towards the end of the show. The way I came up with the lift up, train up, speak up, is we want to lift up the name of Jesus. I'll explain the format of the show, if you will. What we want to do for 30 minutes at a time is the first segment of the show, we will focus on Bible talk, we'll focus on scripture, we'll focus on just to put a bug in your ear, the next show, when I have everything all planned out, when everything all scripted and everything, I plan on doing a mini series, and just to have a little teaser, it's going to be called
three ways to respond to accusers. And what we're going to look at is we're going to look at three ways that Jesus responded to those that accused him. And so that's the first segment. That's what we want to do during the first segment is we want to look at the Bible, look at the Word of God, get into the Word of God and really see what God says, how it's relevant to our lives today. And I don't mean speaker friendly, and I'm not talking about, I don't want to water it down. We want to bring it as it is and make it apply to our lives today. I used to always say that we are not to apply the Word of God to our lives, but we're to apply ourselves to the Word of God, in that we do the active, we literally lay our lives down on the Word of God and let it sift us, let it do what it has to do, let it grate us, you know, just like I think of a block of cheese. You ever grated a block of cheese? That's what I think of when I think of us applying ourselves to the Word of God and letting the Word of God do what it wants to do with us. It's like that block of cheese. It just grates and it keeps grating. And if the Word of God wants to grate us, really in all reality, it is. It's supposed to bring us to conviction. It's supposed to bring us to a point where we realize how depraved we really are, and to recognize how good God really is. And that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do on this segment. The first segment. The second segment focuses on the family, no pun intended. I know that's already a radio show. Don't call in and don't email me or try to comment and say, hey, man, there's already a show called Focus on the Family. I know. What I am saying is in the second segment, I would like to talk about my family, what's going on with my family from a Christian perspective. Talk about practical things that I can do as a father, that we can do family together, spiritual and practical insights from a Christian perspective. That is the essence of the family part. For example, the other day, I have three kids. 16-year-old, 5-year-old, 3-year-old. And there's a big gap. We know. We got that. I got a 16-year-old is a boy. The 5-year-old and 3-year-old are girls. So the other day, I'm sitting, I'm working Monday through Friday, usually out by 5 o'clock, done by 5. The other day, I'm sitting down finishing dinner, and I can hear my wife is outside with my two little girls. They're playing on the playground. We live in an apartment complex, and they're playing on the playground. So I can hear her crying coming to the door. I'm like, I know that little girl's crying. I know who's crying. I know that's my daughter. And I'm like, dear Lord, what's going on now? And so I go and open the door and try to help. And that's another thing we'll talk about. I don't mean to get off track, but little practical things you can do as a husband, things that I've learned as a husband that work for my family, and as a father, and little things and ticks. I can't even talk. Tricks and tips, little hints to help with husbandry. So back to the opening of the door. And so my daughter is crying and she's got a bloody mouth. Her mouth is all bloody. And it was actually her lip that was busted open and bloody. And I'm like freaking out. I am just freaking out. I'm like, what is going on? And all I hear my wife say is, some boy pushed her. So I see my daughter with blood in her mouth and I hear my wife say, some boy pushed her. And there's something, let me tell you, there is something that happens when you have little girls. To me, you know, with my son and the way it was with him, you know, just one of the guys hanging out. And something flipped inside of me. I've realized that I have it's becoming more and more apparent to me every day that I have two little girls that I'm responsible for as a dad. Pretty livid. I was pretty upset. I don't know why. I tell my wife and myself that that's the protector coming out in me. I hope so. So I see this little girl with a bloody lip. I see my wife. I hear my wife say some boy pushed her, and then I realize this is my daughter. So I had actually had to sit down from. Actually, I grabbed Rhea. That's my daughter's name, Rhea. Rhea, by the way. I brought her to our restroom, sat her up on the counter, and I doctored up the wound because I used to work in EMS, so that was pretty easy for me. And I'm trying to help her. So I go and sat down, and I said, "You know, I got to go tell this little boy something. Just because I have, there's some, you know, when you have little girls, you have to act sort of macho. You do, in a way. They have to know that you're their protector. They have to know that." So, with that being said, so here I go storming outside, and I'm heading to this little playground, and there's two ladies there. They're actually both of our friends, and I kind of intimidating with saying, "Who pushed my daughter? Who pushed her down? Which one of them?" And then I jokingly said to the ladies, "Are y'all covering for him? Y'all don't want to tell me? Are y'all covering for him?" They thought I was being serious. I was trying to be funny and trying to laugh. I've been told I can be intimidating at times, so I don't know what that's all about. Honestly, if you saw me, you'd be like, "Oh, this guy's, yeah, this guy's like cream corn." Whatever that. Okay. So anyway, back to the story. So I'm looking for this guy, and his name's Isaiah, and I'm looking for Isaiah. Where's Isaiah? Where's Isaiah? Huh? And all the kids ratted him out. They like pushed him out the playground. "Here he is, here he is, here he is." Like, oh. So I'm like, "Oh God, help me, please. I'm not gonna I knew I wasn't gonna hurt the kid. I knew I wasn't gonna scare him. I just wanted to talk to him. I really did want to hurt him. I really did. I wanted to spank him, honestly, and I wanted to shake him a little bit. It's very wrong. That was just my thoughts. Hey, I'm not perfect. Just forgive him. Remember that." So anyway, so I get this kid and I say, "Come here, man. Let me talk to you." I made sure I shook his hand first. I showed him how to shake a hand. I mean, he couldn't have been more than 6 or 7. And so all I could do was just say, "Look, you got to be careful, okay? Be careful around girls, especially because we're different, okay? Boys are not the same as girls. We're two different things. They're two different people, and you have to be gentle with girls, even if they don't want to be gentle with you." One of the ladies that was there got her top left because she thought I was harassing her. And I'm probably saying too much, but I honestly just came at the kid like a dad. Because we live in an apartment complex that dads are not existent. I see maybe one or two or three dads throughout this whole complex. There are a ton of single mothers, and it just breaks my heart. There really shouldn't be any, and I'm getting off topic here, but man, I just can't help it. There shouldn't be no, there a single mother should not exist. You know, and then actually, I can segue into the country part of this. But a single mother shouldn't exist, plain and simple. You know, one man, one woman for life. That's marriage, regardless of what anyone else says. I know what God says, and God says that one man, one woman for life. So it just breaks my heart. I actually was a single parent for maybe 10 years or so. But that I can talk about that on a later date. That being said, let's move on. Let's move on to the country segment. The country segment will deal with political events, political issues, things that are happening in the media. Because I've gotten to the point to where I just can't take it anymore. I can't. And I mean, what I mean to say is, I have to say something, and that's why I came to Blog Talk Radio. By the way, it's GFC today. This is GFC today on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. You can get your own radio show too if you want. If you don't like what I'm saying and want to say something against me, you can get your own radio show at blogtalkradio.com. Or you can get a show that says exactly what I'm saying, which is gibberish, pretty much. Like I said, this is GFC Today, blogtalkradio.com. This is, it's Bible talk and Christian, it's Bible talk and current issues from a Christian perspective. And we just, I had to get this going. There's so many things going on in our country nowadays, in this time that we live in, that requires us as a people, it requires us as a nation, it requires us as citizens of this great country to speak out on. And the third part of the GFC stands for country, but what our mission for the country segment of this radio show is to speak up on current issues, to speak up from a Christian perspective, to speak up on that which matters to the Christian life. It's no surprise to see that religious liberty is being threatened throughout the United States today. It's surprising, yet it's not. Considering the administration we have, and I would not say that I'm a Republican. I don't say I'm a Republican. I do say I'm a conservative Christian. What I am for is for Christian values. That's what I'm for. I'm for Christian perspectives because God is so good. He is so good. And he knows. He knows all these things that are happening. He knows what's going on. He knows us. I mean, Jeremiah 29:11. Yes, I know he was talking to Israel. I know the context. I do have some, I have 2 years of training from a Destiny Leadership Institute. Those are my credentials as far as ministry is concerned. I also have close to an associate's degree in something. I don't know what. I changed majors like 3 or 4 times when I was in college, but I did earn enough hours, and I'm actually planning on transferring to a college that, a Christian college that does everything online. So we'll see about that. Anyway, I'm on a rabbit trail. However, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Wait, what's the song? Going back to Cali. Cali. Well, I'm going back to the trail. To the big trail, not the rabbit trail. Country. God, family, country today on Blog Talk Radio. We are talking about the country segment. This is the introduction to the show. I don't have any script. Just to recap, I have no script. I am just flying in the wind here. And I'm loving it, to be honest. There's a great breeze, and it feels great up here. Come on with me. This is, again, the introduction to GFC Today. I just felt like I had to get on and start. I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to have commercials because I know some people that I could promote and make commercials for businesses. I know I wanted to have the intro down. Have everything going, but I was like, I kept putting it off, and I'm like, no, just do it today. Get it done. Get on there. Let them know who you are. MG Jr., by the way, is your host. And just get it going, man. I got about 8 minutes left. So we as Christians need to start speaking up on political matters. And so, if you don't believe that, many people believe that Christians should not be involved in politics, and I disagree with him. When he was in his ministry, in the prime of his ministry, he dealt with political people, and he answered them truthfully from God's perspective of how we are supposed to handle certain things. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were political. And you also had the Romans, too. You had Pontius Pilate. These are political figures in the New Testament, in the Gospels. So we have to be able to interact with the politicians of today. We have to be informed. We have to know. We have to know where we stand on the issues, to know where we stand on abortion. We have to know where we stand on
on gun control. We have to know where we stand on climate change. We have to know where we stand on a plethora. I don't know. It's plethora, right? We have to know where we stand on these issues. We have to give an answer. This is what Peter talked about. We have to be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you. Why do you have hope? Why? Because of Jesus, because of what he did on the cross. That being said, that is a primary focus. We have to keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is there's other stuff we got to do. You know, I've heard people say, well, if you're too heavenly minded, you're no earthly good, which is true in a sense. But I've offered the antithesis, and I've heard people say this. Other people say, well, I think if you're too earthly minded, you're no heavenly good. Well, what I've always said is be both. That's what Jesus was both. He was both heavenly minded and earthly minded at the same time. That's what he walked in. While we encounter the world, we have an encounter with God and we have an encounter with people at the same time. That's how it should be. And that we follow the Holy Spirit into the world, into the marketplace, into the municipal court, wherever it may be. We follow him. We need more Christians. Look, I'm going to tell you like this, and I know this is just an introduction show, TFC Today, on Block Talk Radio. I got about 5 minutes left.
There's a great site called AFA.net, and they have a voter's guide. And my intention is to print up as many of these as I can and pass them out to everyone, to anyone that I can, that's really able to vote. But really, as Christians, we need to be willing to vote. We need to vote for our values. There's no reason why we can't have a conservative president that is rooted and based in Scripture, that knows Jesus, that has been saved by and washed clean by his blood. There's no reason why we can't have that. There's no reason why we can't have a conservative president or a president that is truly believes in the Judeo-Christian values that founded this country. Judeo-Christian values founded this company. Do I want a theocracy? No, I don't want a theocracy. Is anybody trying to? No, we don't want a theocracy. I've never lived in one, and I don't plan on living in a theocracy. That's what we were escaping whenever the Pilgrims, the Puritans, came over from Europe. That's why they wanted to escape tyranny. Because if we have a theocracy, the church becomes corrupt and the government becomes corrupt. We see that. What the founding fathers had in mind was they had in mind a place where you were free to govern yourself. See, you can't have a democracy without self-governance. You have to be able to govern yourself. You have to be able to not want to kill people. You have to be able to not want to steal. You have to be able to not want to do these things that cause harm. The only way democracy works is through self-governance. And we don't have much of that. We are watching society decay from the inside out. So as Christians, it is our duty to be salt and light of the earth. We need to step up, stand out, speak up, and not let up on these issues. Get your senators on the phone. You have two senators and a representative. Call them up. Tell them. Tell them how you feel. Because, you know, it really only takes a couple calls before they get it, before they get the idea, before they realize that, hey, there's somebody out. You know, the stat that I heard was 54 million Christians stayed home last presidential election. 54 million Christians. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. We could have any election we wanted. We could have any election we want if we would all mobilize and vote. If we would just you have to come out of the prayer closet sometime. Trust me, I want to stay in the prayer closet all day long. I don't want to come out. I want to stay in there because I know what's waiting for me out there. I know it's waiting. No one wants to walk into the dungeon. No one wants to go into the lion's den. You think Daniel wanted to go into the lion's den? I don't think he wanted to go, but I think he knew that God would protect him. So he didn't have any fear. We can't have fear in the marketplace anymore. Can't be afraid to be a Christian. I went off on another rabbit trail. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Coming back to the heart of worship. Guys, I am so sorry for ranting. I'm just going to leave you with a quick testimony. Who am I kidding? It's not quick. I was saved October 18th, 2009, and I realized that God is all powerful. And I will share that testimony with you. I swear. We got a minute and a half left, but I swear I will give you my testimony next show. So I just thank you so much for listening, and I was saved then. I'm saved now, and I will be saved in the future. So, thank you for listening. This has been GFC Today, your host, MG Jr. Remember, there's a reason why we have armor. In Ephesians chapter 6, there's a reason. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, gospel of peace on my feet, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, belt of truth. Let's use them. It's time to fight. This has been GFC Today. MG Jr. Till next time.